reverb.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Good morning, W8RCY. I'm in the lobby if you want to invite early, earlier than we planned.
I am turning out of the Starbucks onto DQ right now, so I see your light just ahead of me here.
I was going to try to coordinate a quad espresso macchiato for you, but I didn't think I could get the timing right.
Well, I did sound a little different this morning, but I was very close to getting that. I couldn't decide, so that would have been okay. no need. Man, I got a frog in my throat or something. W8FU.
Good morning, station. Are you?
Good morning. You're a little scratchy. Just leaving home?
Yep, just pulled out of the driveway.
There you go. I'm taking a little different route in this morning. I want to drop down to the service drive and get on the freeway like you, the opposite of what you do.
Ah, what is driving that? Just trying a different way to avoid the traffic or what?
No, I had to drop down, meet up with Donald, pick up his radio. So since that puts me in the, you know, and they're down to one lane and all boogered up here up to 11. It's backed up all the way to, it's backed way up. So you're finding alternate routes as of late, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. There's like a, you get off at 11 mile, there's a neighborhood cut through, and I cut through over to 12 mile. It's a disaster over there.
Right, you're probably taking James and, oh, good grief. Even the freeway's backed up. What a mess this morning. But, yeah, there's no easier way around it, really, because, you know, before to the Quinter exit, it's all the way back to Mound, but Mound doesn't really touch, you know, that, it dumps you off way early. It looks like you're not terrible. It's not good, but it's not horrible. Is it usually really congested coming up to the exit?
Yeah, as of late it has been, just because the 75 entrance, and it's a mess over there. It's just an absolute mess. There's no good way to get to where I need to go.
The entire 696 I-75 interchange is just nothing but a cluster fudge, and I know people that are trying to get on to eastbound or off of 75 are taking roads like the Quinter and like Sean's doing today, and that's why it's a bottleneck and cluster fudge. But good morning, Anthony, and hello again to Sean. W8RCY, we're listening.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't look like it'll be too bad. You'll be able to get to your cut. Yeah, I do that cut a lot because, you know, that where you turn out, that's James, and where you'll turn out on the 12-mile road, if you go straight, you're two blocks from my house.
Got you. That makes sense. Yeah, it's a decent cut through. It's just, I would rather not cut through a neighborhood if I didn't have to, just for the sake of the people that live there. You know, it's early in the morning, but it's a mess. I'm not going to sit around and wait in single-lane traffic to get through a light at the Quinter.
might have to double check, but if you go through Parkway, the apartment complex there, you'll come out at that first traffic light before the traffic light that turns into my subdivision there at Parkway Circle. And you wouldn't have to go all the way up through all of that subdivision. And that's just an option as well. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's not a straight cut through. But it's a little bit easier also to get over, because I know when you come off that entrance ramp, that street that you do turn down is right there. Sometimes it's hard to cut across with merging traffic or yielding traffic, and it's not easy at times. But that's an alternative you can look at. Sean?
Yeah, you're right. It could be a bear, but if the people observe the yield sign, it shouldn't be. I get pretty mad when I can't get across, but I've not had too much trouble. And going through Parkview, you know, my son lives in there, and it's already way backed up before you even get there, so you'd still be stuck in all that traffic, and about a million other people are taking that route. I've done both, because, you know, obviously that's the way I got to go. There's no alternate for me unless I come from the north, but it's better to just cut into the sub and do that. Parkview is just a little too close to the mess. By that time, you're in it.
Yep, that was my thought exactly, Sean. And it's not bad right now to get over onto James Street, because it's the outside lane that is closed, or I'm sorry, the inside lane that's closed on 11 Mile, the outside lane that is open. So people are already getting over to be in that outside lane. So I usually have been able to just pick my way through and get around all those people. So it has been working out pretty well.
Well, I don't drive as much as I used to, and I haven't driven now in about a little over 2 weeks, but I'm aware of the cut-throughs and the shortcuts and everything else, and I remember going through Parkview one time because there was a situation at 11 and DeQuinder that they had the area blocked off, police situation. They were looking for somebody on foot, and I said, well, I'm not even going to get to the gas station there on the corner of the 7-Eleven gas station on the corner, because I would just go in there, grab something to drink like I'm there shopping, and then just cut back out through, get on to Quinter and head north two lights. But, yeah. So that's how I found the Parkview or Parkway Circle thing, to get out of that situation that particular day. That's why I offered up that option. But, yeah, there's many ways to get around it for sure. WERCY. Sean, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, good old Parkview. I had a couple of schoolmates, classmates, lived in there for a while after they graduated. And my daughter lived there for a while, way back, and my son's currently living there. And I think he's just waiting for me to sell him my house. That's why he's staying close. I'm not ready to leave yet. I still want to put antennas up.
Donald, what radio did Sean pick up from you?
He picked up my XDR 5550E. We have to make one change on it. It's an audio change because digital side is 10 times louder than the RF side, and it's a very shocking thing when you don't expect it. Inside of an apartment complex, I probably shook everybody up in the building when it first went off, and I don't have the proper programming entitlements to complete the project, so we know what it is, we know what happened, we'll get it straightened out.
That's cool. I would imagine that's rather alarming. Over to you, Sean.
Sorry about that. I think I missed my turn. But, they're funky like that. I wonder if he's got that intelligent audio thing set. Everybody's been kind of going, turning that off. I wonder if that's it. But anyhow, while he's supposed to stop by, we've got some radio stuff we're doing quickly in the morning, so do a handoff. And then I know we're potentially doing something today or tomorrow. I think we're just gonna see what your day looks like on that. So all sorts of radio handoffs going on once again.
Yeah, tomorrow will be better for me if we're gonna do lunch. It'll just be easier. Even though I am gonna be in the office for a while tomorrow, but I'll run out for lunch and meet up with you guys and run back to the office if I have to. Fridays are a lot easier to work with that though.
Are we going to Coney again? I don't think Anthony was part of the Coney deal.
Nope, I was.
He wasn't, but there's that national at 53. That's about, I don't know, it's probably pretty close to halfway. I mean, a little bit further for Anthony. I don't know. Discuss it. I got to go get my go-go juice. Be right back on ADBF.
You guys went at 59 and 53, is that Coney Island? Is that the one you went to?
No, there's one that, like, Heidenreich. It's Leo's. That's the one we went to. It was Greg and Wally and Dakota and I. And then there's one further down, more like Shaner-ish National. It's not quite the 53, but it would be closer to where you're at. So I'll think that out. If you're at work, that makes a difference, you know. And I'm pretty flexible, as I think you are. I think Dakota's kind of, you know, more clamped down, but we'll figure it out. Anyhow, go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, to wrap up the thing about my radio, Anthony, is I've had the radios for quite some time, and you're used to a certain volume setting that covers all the bands, you know, whether it's RF or digital. And you get the radio back from the programming, you plug it back in, you hook it all up, you turn it on, you set the volume at 6 clicks, and you hear RF traffic. And then out of nowhere, somebody comes across the digital, and it just blows my windows out of my apartment. I mean, this thing was so loud, I jumped. I mean, it scared the hell out of me. It's like, what the heck happened there? And like Sean said, it's a simple setting, and it just wasn't set right. It has three options, basic, something else, and then loud. And it was on loud for sure. But it was just, like I said, it was just that one setting, and I don't have the proper programming capabilities to send it back to the radio. I can read it, I can do everything, but I just can't write it back because I don't have proper entitlements to do it. So, but all right, that's enough of my issues in radios. I'll let you guys continue on. I'm going to go back upstairs and make myself some coffee because I need straight coffee, nothing fancy. So everybody have a great day. Sean, thank you for swinging by. So Wally, thank you as well. And we'll catch everybody later. Dakota, if you're out there, good morning to you as well. W8RCY.
Have a good day, Donald.
Yep, we'll catch you later. But, yeah, he doesn't have any entitlements. So if he tries to program his radio, he'll remove all his entitlements. So he's got to get that squared away. And then the new software, it's a little bit more persnickety than the older software, so that's all it is.
Yeah, they seem to really have their software figured out to make it interesting to program it, we'll say.
One last comment. I do have the CPS 2.0 in my computer now, along with the 1.6, but I'm going to probably drop the 1.6 because I don't need it anymore. All right, I'm out of here. Guys, have a great day. W-A-R-C-Y.
CPS 2.0 is so, so far superior.
connected to CMN Network.
It is. However, that's the one that gets, you know, with the 16, you know, you get an entitlement key on your computer, and that's it. You're done. You know, you don't have to worry about it again. With 2.0, there's something about you got to have a connection to the Motorola Online, and I don't even know what it's all about. Wally kind of explained it, and I just been told to stay away from 2.0, but it is nicer to work with, that's for sure. So from how I understood this is the entitlement key, you have to authenticate it through Motorola. So it's tied to your Motorola account. You have to be signed into Motorola to activate the entitlement ID. And once you do that, you're good. That computer can work offline for the rest of its life. But if you kill that computer, it dies, whatever, that entitlement key is tied to that hardware. So you have to get another entitlement key, which is kind of stupid. I don't know if there's any way they can release it or not. I don't think there is.
That's what happens when my HP fries.
They certainly keep it locked down.
So in the old software, it was the same thing. You got an entitlement key through your Motorola Online account. You had to take a little online class, and then you would get usually 10 entitlement keys. And when you burned one up on a computer, it was gone. Okay, and then you would use it on another computer or laptop, and you'd lose another one. But they'd give you like 10 or 5 or something like that. And so you know, it was kind of the same. If you lost the computer, you lost the key, and but they gave you like 5 or 6, and that was supposed to do whatever you needed. So a little different model now. I think it's only like $5 or something stupid, but you got to redo it for every computer. So shrug, that's not a big deal. I think the only one we want is the wideband, right? And you know what I don't understand? When Motorola does wideband on the APX series, or narrowband, it's only narrowband where it needs to be. It knows not to narrowband on ham, and it knows not to narrowband on GMRS. You know, it only narrowbands where it has to narrowband by FCC law. So why the hell doesn't it do? Why can't they do that in the XBR software? My theory for that is they use the XPRs for, I'm assuming, business a lot, commercial. And if they were using, like, the FRS, I don't know, do they use FRS in business? That's narrowband. I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. But the other plus side of the 1.6 is you can just hack it, and then you can get the wideband key that way. So the downside is you're not going to be able to do that at anything higher than, like, a 7550.
I had a loss of signal there in the elevator. I'm back listening.
Talking about 7550s, Sean, did any of those parts that I handed off to you work, or have you had a chance to look at them? No big deal if you haven't, just wondering.
No, I've had a couple of projects come in, and, you know, free time projects. I've been waiting months for my archives for my shop radios and for the BitP radios and all that. And they finally came in, so what extra time I got, I've been working on that. I should have that finished up today. And then I got my granddaughter's little streaming thing that she listens to bedtime stories on and stuff like that. And Grandpa's got to fix that. It's in the queue, man, and I keep meaning to get to it.
Hey, granddaughter, bedtime stories, without a doubt, takes precedent over me. No question. I am chopped liver compared to a granddaughter.
Yeah, she Grandpa loves Sean sounds like an awesome grandpa. He's got all the gadgets and gizmos. He plays bedtime stories. He can go through his
PRs. Here's a clip to my back here right now.
And all this. So make sure
you got your
CDs
downloaded and you're ready to get after it. Because you're going to want to tinker with it to tailor it to you. But like I said, everything should be in there, including the roaming.
Charging connector on the back. And you know, to lift it off the board so the lift, so the land are off the PCB where the USB-C connector was. And so it's going to be super microscopic, and I'm just not really, you know, real good at that level. It's really microscopic soldering. So I got the jack and everything like that. I just got to figure out how the hell I'm going to get the connections. Now, I only got to do, it's only to charge the little internal battery. It's not really, I don't have to worry about data or anything like that over the USB, so I've only really got to worry about two connections, but man, I'll tell you, it is tough. Dakota?
I doubled with you. Did you guys get a copy on Sean?
Yeah, I got most of what Sean was saying.
Alright, sorry about that. I was just saying, Anthony, I got your 7550 in the truck clipped to the back seat, so be ready to download the CPS and get after it. It's set up. Everything's in there, but you're probably going to want to change, like, zoning and all that stuff. But all the roaming's in there, so you should be able to just turn that thing on and start talking.
Fantastic. And do you have that 4550 also?
That has almost the same code plug verbatim.
Cool. Hey, did you grab that the power cable that I gave you? I don't know if you got another one or what, because I don't have one of those. If you still have that handy, have that in the truck too.
I've got it. I bought one, and then the radio, the 5550E, came with one. So, We're chilling. I got one with a cigarette plug on it and one that's just power pulled. So yours is exactly how it was.
Fantastic. I'm hopping out to get some gas. I'll be right back, guys.
KE8VSI, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to transition over to the HT as I walk in the shop here and get on the shop radio. I'm way ahead of schedule, so I'll be playing radio in a bit as soon as I get in and get my computers booting up. But I'll be listening, so don't talk bad about me. W8FU.
The older he gets, the earlier he gets to work.
Yeah. Better early than late, though. So I was the same way. I was early on everything. So that's cool. What's going on today? I heard you talking to Anthony about a code plug. I don't know what that's all about.
I'm in a rough spot for all repeaters right now, so give me 2 seconds when they clear out.
Joe.
Good morning, Greg from W8RCY. It's all my fault. I got Sean up early, and we had an early morning meetup to get a radio off to him for some adjustments. And so, everybody's got an early start today, including myself. And I'm up at 5 anyways, or I'm usually up by 5, and I happen to wake up at 4:15 this morning, and I just don't go back to bed. Other than that, not much new. Hope you're doing well.
Right. Good morning, Donald. Yeah, I'm an early bird, too, anywhere between 4:30 and 6. Today, I don't even remember, but I stayed in bed. I didn't get up like I normally do, so I'm guessing around 6. So, anyway, Dakota, you out of your hole yet?
NABBF. Yeah, I swear that one's new. My repeater sucks there, Romeo sucks there, Richmond sucks there. It's this weird, like, quarter-mile stretch on 53. Anyway, so Anthony came across the 4550 Motorola Mobile, and I came across a smoking deal on an XPR 7550. And I sent it to Anthony. I'm like, if you don't buy this, I'm gonna. And he goes, nah, I don't need it right now. So I'm like, all right, I bought it. And he was like, hey, how about I trade you? This is before I had my 5550. I'm like, how about I trade you this 4550 for that 7550? I'm like, all right, deal. And then I bought the 5550. So I'm like, well, now I don't need the 4550. So then Anthony was like, I'll buy the 7550. So then I programmed his 4550 and his 7550 because I had them both in my possession. And hopefully making the handoff to him tomorrow. And then hopefully making the handoff with you tomorrow.
Wow, all kind of stuff going on. Okay, so everybody's Motorola-ing up. That's cool, got some radios and got them programmed. And yeah, hopefully I remember and I can chime in and get in on the lunch plan and we'll get that taken care of. And today's the day I got to do all the legwork to list the yellow craft. I want to get that out of here. The new radio's already ordered. It'll probably be here tomorrow.
Ooh, Greg, what'd you get?
Oh, nothing too exciting. ICOM 7300 Mark II for POTA. I know it sounds weird, but I'm getting rid of my Elecraft KX3.
You know, Greg, I saw Kate MRD doing a little review side-by-side of the 7300 and the 7300 Mark II, and he's got those portable zero rails on it. Not going to lie, it's a pretty slick motor rig.
It's always fun to get new equipment, that's for sure.
Yeah, but I dread selling the old one. I just hate going through all those motions. I got to figure out what all it's got, the pricing, the accessories, and what I want, all that kind of thing. I loathe that. But the new one will be good. I saw some rails at DX Engineering, Dakota, but I passed for now. I may get some in the future, and I'll definitely hit you up if I decide to do that to see what kind you like. But, yeah, just think overall operationally, I'll be happier in a park with it. KE8VSI.
NADBF. Yeah, no doubt. That's a sweet radio. And I have a set of the Portable Zero, I forgot what they call them, but they're supposed to fit a plethora of radios, and of course they don't fit the only radio that I have to put them on. But they're super, super well made. The powder coating's incredible. It's super thick. Honestly, better fit, finish, and quality than my Armalock stuff. So, and I saw Kate MRD use picking up the 7300 by the rail and swinging it around. And I don't know that I would necessarily recommend that, but they look very, very rugged.
Greg, did you switch radios? Because this new one is more power, it's easier to operate, has more bands. What spurred the switch over?
A couple of big things. I like having the waterfall. So that's one of the big ones. And then the setup and teardown time with the 7300, it's going to be add power, plug-in antenna, and go. And well, USB cord to a computer, possibly. The Elecraft was that plus tuning the antenna. Well, yeah, they both have a tuner in it, but when I add the amplifier on the Elecraft, you got to have the antenna tuned first. And then all the wiring for that, and then you need the DigiRig for digital modes, and it was just a lot of hassle. It all worked great. I still love it. I think overall the waterfall, and then everything's in one unit: the tuner, the audio, the waterfall, and the power amps all together. So that to me, I think you get the idea.
Yeah, it is difficult having to coordinate the tuner and the amp and the antenna and all that stuff and put the Legos together out in the field, and much, much more time-consuming than just flopping down with a radio and hooking up your coax, which I'm kind of with you on that. That's where my head's been going. I'm still going to give the QRP activations a shot. I don't know that I'm going to run that amp in the field. I might. But I mainly want it just for the desk. If I'm screwing around, I mean, I've been doing all right, but I know that conditions have been pretty bad too. So that little bit of extra power, I think, is going to make
it easier for yourself and having a more convenient package, if you will.
Yeah,
Victor Alpha 3, Hotel India Juliet.
Victor Alpha 3, go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Full sign is Victor Alpha 3, Hotel India Juliet. Let's just sort of listen on the lawn here. Whereabouts is this repeater located? I'm assuming it's somewhere in Michigan.
Good morning, you've got NADBF here. My name is Dakota. There's a whole network, so there's a Detroit repeater, there's a repeater in Warren, Michigan, there's a repeater in Mount Clemens, Michigan, and then they're scattered throughout the rest of the southeastern part.
I see, okay. Yeah, I know, I'm here in London, Ontario, and I got a aluminum J-pole, dual band J-pole, but yeah, it's quite the inversion going on this morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. I just lost the two guys I was talking to. I don't know if this part of the repeater dropped, but if you're in London, I'm going to go with it didn't. I'm assuming you're listening on the 175.
Negative. It's a 442.200.
I'm not even sure which machine that is.
Hey, Dakota. I'm back. I did lose you. That may be TJ's machine downtown.
Yeah, that's true. If you're listening to 442-200, you're probably picking it up. The machine frequency is 442.175.
Roger that. All right, fair enough. I'll let you guys carry on. I just thought I'd jump in and say a quick hello. And at least let you know that London, Ontario can hear you anyhow.
That'll be a 3HIJ. All right, well, good morning, and feel free to pop in anytime. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was just signing off. I'm in the parking lot here at work. I got to get in and open the building and get to it. So I will catch up with you tomorrow. I'll be in the car. I gotta open again tomorrow, get some people out. So, let me know what time. I'd be totally down if we could do like 59 and Shainer or something like that, because I am going to be coming from the office.
Dakota, are you still out there? KE8RUH.
Yeah, he just dropped too. I don't know. Something weird going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's I don't know if it's the FBI or what. FBI was going in and out. Then I just tried connecting via the node to FBI. It didn't work. Connected to the UMP, and I'm in. So I don't know what repeater you're on, Greg.
I'm currently on All-Star, and I've got a radio tuned in to just so I can watch, but yeah, because I'm not at my desk where I got a good antenna.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Dakota jumped over to Statewide 1.
What was that, Rick? I just missed it. Where did Dakota go?
He's on DMR on Statewide 1.
Got ya. Okay, that makes sense. I'll catch up with you guys later. It's KE8RUH.
hopefully lunch tomorrow. That'd be cool, too, seeing you there. KEAVSI.
W8RCY testing. W8RCY testing. W8CD.
They're all over on P20 or on BMR.
Okay, that's what I got with me today. All right.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KJ.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KCKJL.
You're connected to CMN Network.
What are you doing?
Oh, about to pass by your main hangar, heading home. Just got done in New Baltimore. Kind of a quiet day today, so I'm going to go and see if I can figure out my ion strobes and see if there's an amber setting in there.
Oh, very good. I doubt it, but it's worth a look.
Yeah, I'm just going to take one apart and see if it has the additional wires. It shows some of them have the amber override, so that's what I want to find out. Can't find out until I pull the tape off and take a look inside.
So
so you're lucky and fortunate you're heading home?
Yeah, we were in Saginaw this morning to do an inspection, got that done, and we came down here to the town pump, and we're fixing his camera issue, so he's all done.
WAVD. What, town pump, New Baltimore?
Yeah, right there next to, right there behind your coffee place.
Oh, very good. All right. Say, I have a cup of coffee with you, but I don't have time. I got to go home, I got to do a proposal, and then I got to go grab the kids.
You're picking up the kids, but you got the grandkids tonight?
5 days worth.
Why, Junior's on vacation, I take it, or something?
Yeah, they went down to Texas to go see a concert, George Strait and somebody else. George Strait, Luke Perry, Luke Bryan. George Strait, Luke Bryan concert. So I got tickets for that, so that'll be good. And then they, what else? That's it. They're down there, and then they're sightseeing and things like that. So this is the first time that since they've had kids, they've been on a little bit of a vacation. So 5 days, they'll be back Sunday. So Grandpa got promoted to Dad.
Well, there you go. We got to be able to pick them up from school, I take it.
Yes, sir. You got it.
You're a good Grandpa.
I'm a better daddy because I'm watching his kids grow. I'm happy. This is bothering me a bit. Glad he's happy. So, all right, I'm going to drive away. Drive away. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WAVD. I'm going to be in that pickup truck here in a little bit. So I'll be analog and DMR.
Sounds like a plan, man. All right, I'll catch you in a bit. 73, KJO.
WAVD.
Getting into the repeater, just need to identify yourself. KCK Joe.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KZA, KJO, monitoring.
radar. I see you returning.
What, did I throw a football at you? Are you home yet, Dave? Are you still out there?
Oh, hi, Tom. I didn't know who you were talking to. coming up to 696-55. I was out with Jason out at Owosso today, trying to get the fire alarm system back going, so we got part of it, but communication is still kind of a thing. They're on the phone line still, so... So tell them to get the salesman over there. Tell them to call Philly or...
Gotcha. I was in Saginaw, then I was in Chesterfield. And then I just got home, and they called me up and said I got one in Taylor, so I just turned her on, and I'm going back out again.
Well, hopefully it won't be too bad. Plus, I see, isn't the meeting tonight here? I don't think we'll make it tonight here. Well, not supposed to anyways, really, at this time. But, don't you got a meeting tonight to get to this?
No meeting, just a radio meeting, so the net is 1900 hours.
Ah, okay. Well, I also stuck in some external speakers here, too. So I'm going to see if I'm getting all this mounted up. I don't know, hey, Tom, you have the same type of center console, correct?
Yeah, I got the center metal box. Yeah, I got the same one as you do, as far as I know.
Okay, I was just going to ask you then, in that case, I think that's what you had, I'm pretty certain. You have the main units of the radio to that. That's what I'm probably going to end up doing myself here. Speakers I'll probably put on the wall behind my head here, one on either side. And couple holes, so yeah, I got to keep on doing all this over the weekend. Won't be too bad. First part is just drilling some holes, although I've got to find some better drill bits, because a lot of my drill bits are pretty darn dull. Some of my metal bits, I'm sitting here, I'm over here drilling into wood, and just about ready to start a fire from the heat.
All you gotta do is just go to the office to get more drill bits.
Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. That's funny. Well, anyways, speaking of this, too, as far as my work here, which would be pretty darn simple for mounting this all up here, probably gonna end up purchasing, I think, there's the part for our van where you can use it for the antenna outlet here. I'm probably going to be about purchasing one of those. That way I don't have to worry about pinching the coax in the passenger door. Eventually, one of these times, I'm going to end up doing some damage to it and end up doing some damage to the radio. So, don't want to do that. So, I'm probably going to end up getting that piece from OEM Ford. I think it's about $30 or so. So, anyways, I was going to ask, have you diagrammed, have you made plans as far as what you're putting in your new play toy? You know, you got to stick some backup batteries in the back and, you know, do anything like that. You know, stick a small computer in for Digimode, anything like that for your plans for radio work on your new play toy?
I have a 400-watt inverter that'll run a laptop, and that's all I'll need to do. I might just hardwire it into the harness in the back and plug into that. No big deal.
I thought you might want, you know, backup power, so that way you don't have to necessarily run the truck as you're drawing power. Good gosh, man. Man, I'm getting just right here merging, and some people have to wait till the absolute last darn second to cut in front of you. Jeez. Stop it. Anyways, well, what about antennas? How many radios are you going to stick in there? Are you going to get something going? Obviously, probably 2 meter 440 analog, maybe 440 DMR. You do anything like apers?
I already got I got my Larson back. I got a bullet antenna for UHF DMR. I got the Larson for VHF UHF analog. And I got my Meshtastic in there off of the 900 dish that was in there. And I got my laptop. I'll probably just throw a little foul thing got to a digi rig or something like that.
All right, sorry, I got a little sidetracked. Having more people over here driving erratically. I missed your last comment here, so sorry about that. Anywho, Hal, I think that's something you already had something for Apers in there, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I think I would like to have a play toy like that myself here, and then see what all kinds of communications here I can stick in there. Happen to also watch that video I sent over. It was just, browsing around on YouTube and it happened to pop up, I'm thinking, boy, that was kind of like, mind reading there, because I hadn't shopped or anything, or hadn't, like, did a search on YouTube and to lead me there through the, decisions they're making here. So, I thought that was kind of unusual. I thought that was pretty cool, though. You end up buying two of them. Not just one of them, but two of them.
No, I haven't had a chance to take a look at it. I was on vacation yesterday getting stuff for the interceptor. I'll be right back. Got a phone call. KCK Joe.
Okay. I'll be here for a few. W8RAD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, EVA-1.
EVA-Y. This is W-A-R-A-T. I'll be here for 2 minutes. Not too far from the home. But I figure I got enough time to maybe say hello. And we're hoping you're having a great afternoon here. The name here is Dave. Go ahead.
Yep. About halfway home myself. We got 25 minutes to go.
Heading home from work, or are you retired possibly? Out on errands, or what?
No, I'm a long way from retirement. I'm on the way home from work. 50 miles to and from, to work, and 50 miles back.
Well, at least you got the radio in, so that'll help buy some time. And certainly does help for me, I think. Makes the drive time much, much more enjoyable. Well, anyways, what line of work are you in?
I work at Chrysler and Body Engineering. I tell them where to put the welds in the vehicle. Radio definitely helps with the commute. I picked the house thinking we probably wouldn't have to go in to work that much. A couple weeks ago, they said, you're coming in 5 days a week now.
Well, anyway, I'm going to also ask you, Rob, how long did it take you to get your skills so that they were professional, I guess you could say? It's something I'd like to maybe see about learning myself, but I think I would probably be a pretty poor welder at first. Got another friend, ham radio friend, he used to work at TACOM for welding the tanks and that. And I think he said he had specialized, I guess, so. His son's also doing pretty well working off the Alaskan pipeline, so he went into that field as well, too, so. vehicle here for longer trips than that, but I don't think I could find a good spot here on the work van here for a nice HF antenna, something that wouldn't hit bridges or anything else like that if I'm going around for customer sites, but that would be kind of nice for the longer trip, being able to have like a little bit of a longer QSO. Don't have too many of those. Most of what I do is throughout Metro Detroit. But we might be doing a few more spots where we're working out of town, or I should say out of state, so that would be kind of nice for those kind of trips and that. Being able to, like, say, play around on HF instead of switching from, you know, repeater to repeater. And although I may try something else out too, we do go for other trips. Figure out, see if I can learn how to program my DMR radio. I've got a DM32 for how it programmed for the trips and that, so it would automatically load the repeaters in geographically as you're traveling along down the road. Man. But anyways, I'm just kind of curious, how long did it take you to develop your skills so that they were fairly professional? Maybe not perfect, but did it take you like a year or two of working to get it down right, or was it a matter of a couple of days?
Well, I'd probably be a pretty poor welder myself. I don't do the welding. I work in CAD, just tell them where to put the welds. I just draw X's all over the car. So X marks the spot. I don't know if the DM32 does roaming. I know any tones like kind of fake the roaming, but if you really want the proper way to do the site roaming, you want the Motorola radios.
Yeah, the DM32 does do roaming. I've got it set up. Well, actually, I got it close to any CAF that I've been using. And that works out great for the MI5 network here and there. But I'm not sure how that goes as far as if you're like traveling out of state, so it would plug in repeater to repeater. It may or may not be linked to cells. Something new for here that I've been trying to get into for this form of digital modes on the UHF. But I was with the coach. I'm kind of doing a lot of window shopping, but I got time for a date, which I'll be attending, to see about getting one. And yeah, I do think I am. I'm thinking probably going to get a Motorola. I was looking around and had to check out some other brands like Radio Oddity, maybe TYT, to see if they have any. But I saw one that was kind of, I thought that it was pretty good because it would fill two bills for me at once. Not that there's a whole lot of activity on 220, but I would like to see about getting a 220, at least a FM, if not a multi-mode, all-mode radio for that band. So I saw they had I forgot the model number, DR, I've got DR something, DR50 or something like that. But I thought they had computers 220 and 440, so I thought, oh, that'd be pretty good. So I'm looking at the specs. Well, 2 meter and 440 are roughly about 55 and 45 watts, respectively. But 220 is only 5 watts. I'm like, oh, you kind of skipped on that a little bit here. Let me talk to back to you. ABAY, WARAT. I may only stay in here for maybe one or two more go-arounds.
Hey, ABAY. The repeater's got to be set up for the roaming, too, so there's called IP Site Connect. They're all set up for that roaming, so you can't just, you know, roam to whatever you want to. Some of the, they've got to be set up properly. You know, the one repeater's talker one might not be to the other one, so MI5 is kind of a special beast for Michigan, so a little bit, I don't know how well roaming will work elsewhere, but it depends on what infrastructure they have there.
I don't have any 220 gear myself. I appear to actually use it somewhat, like Flint and Saginaw, they've got a few 220 repeaters and packet nose and stuff like that, but they were a little bit more popular up here than it was in the Metro Detroit area, but I don't have any gear myself, so.
Yeah, there was a breaking station, I think, but that was very, very noisy. Well, I'm just about home, so I'm probably going to make this my last, and hope you have a great evening, and make it be home in time quickly, usually. It would probably be the case. I would probably fully expect 220, even if I got a radio, to be, well, kind of awfully lonely. Because I tend to think that's probably the case for just about everybody. If you were to ask them to have any 220 gear, they would probably say, So, yeah. But it would just be nice to have that availability, I guess. Well, let me see. I'll turn it over. There was a breaking station, but I'll listen on out for your comment. 7-3, and have a great evening. WARIT.
Yeah, we get the static burst, but past the Connell line, that was a dually that had the rear like spinner sticking out of it. That was never really ever seen one of those. Anyway, 7-3, this is AAB1.
K8MCM.
You got a copy.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo.
K8MGM, you got that? Maybe I'm not reaching it there, Bob. K8MGM.
This is K8IC.
K8ICB, you got a read on this one?
I do. Hold on a minute. Do you copy me?
I do. I'm on the Romeo repeater, so.
Oh, okay. And I'm probably on the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I wasn't hitting the Richmond one very well, so.
Okay, well, very good. I got enough time. I got to get myself a burger here at McDonald's. Quarter pounder with cheese, sandwich only.
Yuck.
Cheese is own. I like it.
That's health food.
Whatever.
I'm eating steamed broccoli right now.
Hey, hold on, I'm transacting.
NADBF.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just heard some northerners. Figured I'd ask where you guys are at.
I'm in Attica, and K8ICB is somewhere on I-94 around Gratiot.
Copy. All right. Well, you gentlemen are far east of me. I'm in Elmont.
Well, Elmont is south of me. I'm up in Attica, so I'm west of Emily City.
Well, I have a repeater at my house if you want to give that a shot, if it's any easier to get into than Richmond.
I don't think K8ICB is going to reach the repeater, Charles. What's the, that's interesting, what's the call sign? What's the frequency?
Got NADBF Dakota, and the frequency is 442.125 plus 5, 107.2.
I'm sorry, I got a tone on 2 meter, and I didn't hear that. Say it again, please.
No worries. It's 442-125 plus 5 offset, 1072 is the PL.
Roger that. I think KDCB just went into McDonald's or something. Now you got Mark here. I'm up in Attica.
All right, Mark, good to meet you. Yeah, that repeater's at basically 53 in Dryden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I lived in Dryden for 30 years, so 53 in Dryden.
Yes, sir. So you typically going to Richmond?
Normally we talk on the Avoca repeater on 2 meter, but I gotta move my antenna. It's real close to my my other antenna, and it gets interfered. So I haven't been hitting the Avoca very well, so we thought we'd try FBI here.
Copy that. Well, you guys are in. You both sound good.
Roger that. What was your first?
Name's Dakota, Delta Alpha Kilo, Oscar Tango Alpha.
Roger that. I think I've heard you talking to Wyatt.
I'm sure. I'm usually hanging out here over on the MI-5.
This is K8ICB. You copy?
K8MGM, I copy.
What's the other gentleman's call sign?
We've got November 8, Delta, Bravo, Foxtrot.
All right, Dakota, very good. Nice to meet your acquaintance. I'm Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, also known as Kilo 8, Imlay, City, Bob.
All right, well, nice to meet both of you. Yeah, I was just telling the other gentleman that I put a repeater up at my house because I got sick of having no coverage over here.
How do you get into the, are you able to get into the Avoca?
I probably could before. I have a drone 40-foot mast with a Diamond V2000 on the top of it, so I was able to do all kinds of fun stuff with that. But majority of my radio time's in the truck, and I'm kind of in between Romeo, Richmond, and that's really it, honestly, until I get further south. So I worked with WAFU, and he gave me his blessing to put one up on his network.
Oh, very nice. Well, good. And is it on 70 centimeters or 2 meter?
It is a 70-centimeter machine, frequency 442-125, plus 5 offset, PL-1072, if you would like to give it a shot.
All right. Say that frequency again slowly.
Roger. It's 442.125, plus 5 offset, PL-107.2.
One more time with the PL tone.
PL is 107.2.
I got it. I'm I made a screenshot of your call sign lookup, and I put that information on and text over it. So I got it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. There's not many hams as far north, so if I hear anyone in the area, I let them know that there's a repeater that might work better for them than whatever they're trying to get into currently.
KFA-GHJ.
KFA-GHJ, go ahead.
Oh, I'm putzing around in the garage here, and I just heard you mention something about the northern hams. I just figured I'd let you know I'm listening. And I am at northern county line of Saginaw County where the river crosses over.
Well, you're a real northern ham. We're just northern, well, southern Lapeer County, northern Macomb County, but good to meet you.
And you as well, first name John here, and I'll be in and out on here, but if you're ever looking for a contact, just give me a holler.
All right, copy that. Name's Dakota, and I'm sure I'll catch you out here if you're hanging out on this frequency, or I should say this system.
Right on, Dakota. I will get out of your guys' hair, and I am standing by listening.
This is KAFPR. Up there by Saginaw. What was your call sign again, please?
KF8GHJ.
KF8GHJ. Are you going to the Mayville? What's the repeater there?
I am cutting into a James Township attached to the BERT repeater.
Roger that. This is K8MGM. K8ICV is out there. My name is Mark. I'm up here in, down here, I guess, with you, Attica. So maybe we'll catch you out here in the future.
Absolutely.
K8ICV, and I'm sitting here eating a burger while I listen to you guys. So keep talking, and I'll keep eating.
Yeah, I'm eating too. So. I've been out working in the yard all day. It's a beautiful day, so I took advantage of it.
Well, this I'm at a Love's traffic stop, truck stop, at I-94 and Wadhams, and they are installing little campsites with hookups for travel trailers with water, sewer, and electricity for like overnight stays.
That's interesting. Is it right next to the truck stop?
Well, it's in the car section. And it's right by the freeway. As you pull in, you go past the car gas pumps, and you would kind of circle the perimeter and then go to the drive-thru for the McDonald's. Well, as you're circling the perimeter, they're on the left there between the parking lot and the freeway.
Oh, okay. I see there's a dog park on the east side of it by the pumps.
Yeah, this is the south side, east side.
Roger. Yeah, I see. It's just right, you know, according to the satellite, it's just an empty field.
There were parking spaces before, and that's where people would, like, park in their vans, and you could tell they were sleeping. They had all their shades up and everything. So people are kind of doing it anyway. This way they're making it legit, and they can make some money off of it.
Oh, yeah, dog park, McDonald's, truck stop, gas, and now you can pay to sleep. What more do you want?
Actually, it's a brilliant idea. It's not cheap. I think it's like $70 a night.
No way. Might as well go to the quality of view for that. Well, I'm sure it's more expensive.
I know, but you know, these things are all about convenience, and the price is the last consideration.
Walmart parking lot sounded pretty good to me.
Oh, I agree.
stretch of 94, that stretch very up.
I know, pretty soon I won't be traveling it either.
Well, there's an RV park right, geez, right across the street, kitty corner from where you're at.
Really, to the northeast?
Yeah, I'm sitting there looking at it. There's all kinds of campers sitting there. God, you pull out of the parking lot, and you look to your left, and there's the driveway that goes into it. There's two driveways in the circle. There's a bunch of RVs, and looks like a retention pond back there, too.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at the sign now.
MGM for identity.
Yep, it's a green welcome sign, and then words I can't really read underneath it.
Now, it says Thousand Trails, St. Clair. I don't know if that's what you're seeing.
I don't know what I'm seeing either. I'm not there anymore. Oh, a new repeater at Dryden and M53. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to program it in. I'll do it later.
I hope you wrote it down, because what I wrote, I didn't save it, and then it disappeared on me.
Yeah, affirmative. I've got it.
I'm thinking this repeater choice might be better for me over this way than Avoca, because other people start to lose me over here on Avoca.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, you're way down there. Yeah, I tried the Richmond one. You know, it's funny, on my handheld, Richmond comes in really well. Romeo's kind of choppy. I don't get that, because Romeo's closer, but here on... Here on the, whatever this is, my base, I get Romeo there.
Well, one of the roads I take is technically 32-mile road, and that goes right into Richmond, so, yeah, I'm relatively close. I used to have options. So 8, Italy, Charlie, Bravo.
Okay, at MGM. I doubt Howard would be able to hit Dakota's repeater there. I don't know right where he's at, but I said I lived in Dryden 30 years.
Yeah, I doubt it too. Maybe if he gets his thing up higher and he gets that beam going, he might be able to. Actually, he would not be able to do it for sure, because he's only 2 meter, no 70 centimeters.
Yeah, good point. Nope, he wouldn't. It'll be interesting to see if my handheld will reach it.
I would think so. It's pretty darn close.
I know, I can sit right underneath the Avoca repeater, and I can't get it for whatever, for the life of me. I can't figure it out. I've programmed it 3 times. So what's your schedule for the rest of the week?
Well, I work tonight, and then I'm off for 7 days. So Friday, nothing. Saturday, the corporation meeting. Sunday, Lois's birthday party. And then Monday morning, I got a doctor's appointment. They're going to draw blood, check all my diabetes numbers, see how I'm doing. I've been eating better, so I'm hoping for good news there. And then, let's see, nothing on Tuesday. Wednesday, I got a virtual meeting with a diabetes educator that's going to set me up with one of those continuous glucose monitors that you stick on your arm and get me free supplies and stuff and pay me for surveys. It's like a pilot program, and they're seeking volunteers, they asked me if I wanted to be included. I said, yeah, and free stuff, and they're going to pay me. Like, of course. Plus, I'm going to learn more about my condition.
Well, you got your whole 7 days booked up already.
Not quite, but yeah, you know, parts of it. You know, I'm going to be having fun in the backyard, raking leaves away from the fence, cutting grass, chopping up the leaves or bagging them, whatever, probably a combination of that. And having bonfires and playing ham radio in the backyard. To me, that sounds like a wonderful time.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, yeah, it looks like Sunday and Monday are going to be two good days. Tuesday, not so much. Wednesday.
Whatever it is, I'll take it.
I just realized it's game night. I forgot. So, you almost to work?
Yes, I am very close. I'm probably like 2 or 3 miles.
Roger that. All right, I'm going to go QRT. I got to get something to drink, get ready, and we start at 7 o'clock. I just remembered it was Thursday. I will forward you this information, and I will catch you maybe in the morning there. KUSCV, this is KMGM. I'm going to be clear on your final.
All right there, Mark. Almost full signal, not quite, but a little bacon fine, but you're sounding real good, super readable. And you have a good night doing your fun time on the computer. And you will hear me tomorrow morning if you wake up early enough. I'm usually home by 8:30. So, all right, have a good one. Good talking to you. Now we know this computer. Repeater works good for this trip to my work. All right, 73 Mark, K8MGM. This is K8ICB. I am QRT.
Roger that. Frequency is clear. Thanks, guys.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Is it every Taco Bell on Earth, or is it just the one by me? They can never get an order right.
What, the robot isn't getting your order right?
I did this one on the app. You know, and I pulled up, and they give me my order, and, you know, usually I pull over and try and look at it, but today I said, you know, I'm going to take a chance. Of course not. Of course they short me. Every time. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I haven't been to Taco Bell since I pulled up to the drive-thru and started talking to a robot.
Well, then use the app. Anyhow, I'm home with the rest of my
dinner, so I've got to go see if my the rest of it's gotten cold. Should have ate it first before I went to get my I didn't get that much, and I almost debated not going up there, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let them screw me over. All right, WATFU.
Well, apparently getting using the app doesn't help. Yeah, that was, I don't know, it's bad. Anyway.
How can you put your body through a... I don't even look at that on the menu. I look in and just pass right on by. But I haven't been to a Taco Bell in like 3 years, and I don't miss it. Enjoy your dinner, Sean. W-I-D-S.
This is KD8, PJH, Chris, and Flint.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KD8, PJH, Chris, and Flint.
Connected to CMN Network.
KC4ITU.
KE8WUO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.